Fishing the Amazon, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Fishing guide Dennis Isbister was on a fishing trip in Colombia when the owner of the lodge he was staying in suggested a bath.
You get back to camp and the owner of the lodge, you know, you have dinner. He's like, all right, you go get in the river to take a bath. I said, what? Yeah, let's just go in. You know, we're just going to go in here. And I said, we were just catching piranhas there, like, you know, a few hours ago. I was like, oh, yeah, they won't bother you. Just, it's dark, you know, full moon. He goes, just shuffle your feet in the sand to make sure you don't surprise the stingrays. They'll swim off. So shuffle your feet, go for a swim, you know, here's some soap, and get after it. Needless to say, the first couple times were a little spooky. And any little fish that hit your leg in the water, I'm not going to be a big tough guy. I screamed like a girl. But after a few nights of that, then you kind of eased into it, realized you were fine, and took a bath.
Did you say you were fishing for piranhas?
Yeah, we're dragging plugs, dragging Rapala-type plugs, just dragging them. And in those rivers, they actually have a black piranha that's pretty large, that gets pretty big, like 3-4 pounds, I think, if I remember right, you know, pretty good sized piranha. The guy that we were with, we're trolling them, and we didn't have a lot of lures. You know, when you travel down that far, you're really limited on what you can take. And we were dragging, we stuck one on a log, and the guy kind of moves the boat around, and he just jumps right in the water where we were just hooking one piranha after the other. Swims down and gets the lure off the log and jumps back in the boat, no problem.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.